Now, it's really something that if you probably don't have a Catholic Bible, but I read one every once in a while. I have one. And in the Book of Wisdom, there is a scripture. Do we have that translation, Dave? The Book of Wisdom? You can't bring that up, right? Okay. In the Book of Wisdom, chapter 11, it makes a statement. It says, whatever you sin with, that is what will be attacked. So if you sin with your eyes, that's what's going to be attacked. If you're always going around telling lies, speaking evil about people, you're going to have lip problems, mouth problems, teeth problems, throat problems. That's just the way it is. You sin sexually, you'll have problems with your sex organs. That's just the way it is. Women have cancer of the uterus. Men have venereal diseases. All kinds of things. That's what you're sinning with. Strange, isn't it? God put all this in the book. And we don't believe it. But it's there. It says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the works of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. God ain't going to know you if you're a wicked person. He's not going to know you. In fact, how many of you ever read this scripture in the New Testament that when the man came to Jesus and he said, Lord, I want to come into heaven. He said, I don't know you. But Lord, I cast out demons in your name. I healed the sick in your name. He said, I still don't know you. So somebody says, but I knew you. Hey, I know George Bush too. And he lives right down here, not very far. And every time I go to fly down in that area when he's home, there's a great big blue circle on my chart, on my airplane. And you know what that blue circle means? You don't fly in there. If you fly in there, they're going to send a fighter out there. And if you don't turn and go the other way, he sees you're a little puddle jumper or something, and if that guy flies up like this and says, you better get the other way. And if you say, nah, I'm going on down there. Well, hey, he's going to put up with you for a few minutes, and then in a few minutes, he's going to shoot a missile, and he's going to knock you out of the sky. You ain't never going to get to George Bush. Now then, if I know him, but he don't know me. Although he lives right here in Texas, if I were just to pick up the phone and say, George, I understand you're going to be home this weekend. Yeah, Thurman, come on down to visit me. Laying right in my front yard. Bring your airplane. Come on. So I get my airplane, I head down there, and when I start in there, they call me, and I say, oh, I know, brother, I know George Bush. He's my good friend. The guy calls, oh, George, oh, yeah, that's it. That's Thurman. That's my buddy. Y'all escort him in. Bring him right on down. But if George says, I don't know who he is, I never heard of him, shoot him down. That's kind of the way it is with Jesus. Yeah, I know Jesus, but does he know me? You know, that's the secret. The Lord, they said, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. He said, I know you did, but I didn't know you. Into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. That wouldn't be too much fun, would it? No. I never knew you. That's right. I never knew you. So, see, you want to make sure the king knows you. You know, how are you going to get him to know you? You're going to get in his word. You're going to accept him as Lord and Savior. You're going to get in there. You're going to be reading and studying the word. And you're going to be in his doorstep. And when you come back and say, Lord, here I am this morning. I'm back. He says, good. Welcome. I love you. And you spend an hour or two with him. Well, one day when you get ready to go home and you live all these long years, you've obeyed the word, you've done everything it says, and you have no sickness and disease. One day you're 190, 100, 110, 120, still healthy as a horse. And he says, I just can't stand it. Do you just like I did Enoch? I can't stand it no more. I'm just going to bring you to the house, snatch you right out. You were translated home with Jesus. Can't you just imagine you're just running, having a good time, working? I can just see it now. I'm still working on expanding this church. I'm 110 years old. I step down here one morning, and I take a step, and I think, wow, Lord, what happened? This church sure did change. Translated me out. Was that the way you want to go home, brother? Yes. And that's why when I go home and I get there, I want the king to be standing there saying, come on in here, son. Well done. Don't you, Ida? Amen. Praise the king. That's right. We're going to see him as he is. Praise the Lord. I've got, some of y'all don't know Ida, But this precious lady, I got to tell her story. She's a wonderful, beautiful lady that loves Jesus with all her heart. But she's wavering some on faith like a lot of us do. She came to me and she had a problem, a serious problem, breast cancer. And she wanted me to pray for her. I said, you get all your sins repented of, I pray for you and God will heal you. Guarantee it. So I prayed for her. God healed her. But she said, I'm scheduled for surgery. I'm going ahead and have my surgery. I said, you don't need that surgery. But I got to have it. So she, just like all the rest of us, yeah, she goes in there. She has a surgery. They cut under her right arm, take out a piece of breast and check it. And ain't nothing wrong with it. But now when they put her back together, she can't raise her arm up. So she comes repenting, Thurman, I'm so sorry. I've told Jesus how sorry I am that I didn't believe him. I mean, I know you told me that you'd pray for me after I repented. He would heal me, but I had trouble believing that. So I went ahead and had the surgery. Now they've done the surgery, and now I can't raise my arm. I said, so you've asked him to forgive you for your unbelief? Yes. I said, he'll do it. And I reached over and touched her. I said, Lord, be merciful to your daughter here and restore her arm. And immediately he restored that arm. And today she can throw that arm straight up. Ain't that good? Aren't we glad we serve an awesome God, Ida? He's awesome, isn't he? He's a wonderful God. I love serving the King and seeing him do those things, even when we don't believe. So that goes for some of y'all that don't have the kind of faith. Here's another little daughter. She didn't have that kind of faith either. But your faith is increasing now, isn't it, girl? I mean, you've seen him do some pretty wonderful things. So you're getting to where you can trust him now, right? Praise the Lord. But do we have unbelief in the church today? Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. It's wild. And why do we have so much unbelief? Because we don't spend enough time with the King and his word. We spend more time with the world than we do with God. That's just the way life is. So, okay. Now then, let's go to a couple of places here. I want to show you a few things the Lord says that he will do for us. And I want us to start in Exodus 23:25. And I want you to see this wonderful statement the Lord has made here in Exodus. In fact, he made this under the law. But I want you to see it's still good today. He's never changed. We got that wisdom. I looked up there. They found that for me. I want you to see this scripture I quoted to you a while ago, Wisdom 11:16. Now, this is in a Catholic Bible. The Book of Wisdom is not in the King James, but this is in the Catholic Bible. And in Wisdom chapter 11, verse 16, it says, that they might know that wherewithal a man sinneth, by the same also shall he be punished. Pretty clear, isn't it? You sin with your mouth, what's going to be attacked? Your mouth. If you sin with your feet, what's going to be affected? Your feet. You sin with unforgiveness, probably what's going to be affected? Cancer. Almost every time. Anytime a woman has a grudge against another woman, guess where she's always hit? Her breast. Almost every time. Anytime you see a woman with breast cancer, she's got a grudge against another woman or against herself. How many times have I seen women have breast cancer, have no grudge against nobody until I find out they're the problem? They have a grudge against themselves. And that brings breast cancer. The most awesome demonstration of this I ever saw was a lady that hated herself. And she had big old red tumors, cancers all over her face. And she looked awful. And whenever she repented for not loving herself, that she hated herself, when she asked God to forgive her, the cancers fell off of her face on the floor. Awesome, isn't it? When God told you to love yourself, do you reckon he meant what he said? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy strength, and all yourself, and then love your neighbor as yourself. You think God means for you to love yourself, son? Yes, he does. And what if you don't? You're breaking his rules. And you're sinning. And it'll bring sickness and disease into your body. Kind of scary, isn't it? Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Dave, for that Wisdom 11:16. That's great. Now let's go to Exodus 23:25. And I want to show you a promise God made you if you obey. In Exodus 23, he says, verse 24 says, you shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. So if you obey him and love him, how much sickness are you supposed to have? If he takes it away, how much is left? None. Almost nobody believes that today. So see, if he promised that under the law, if you're in the church today and he's bore your sickness and removed your disease and you're coming down with some kind of sickness, guess what? There's something wrong. There's a sin in your life. There's a sin in your life. And you know what the sin could be? Maybe you ain't loving the Lord enough. Did he say put anything before him, brother? So what if you're putting your Sunday afternoon football game before him? That hits a lot of guys, doesn't it? Doesn't it, young lady? That hits a lot of them. Oh, she looked over at her husband. Oh, no, she's looking back at somebody else. Looking back at daddy or somebody, huh? Husband said, don't look at me. But that is, I mean, lots of men are hung up on Monday night football, Sunday afternoon football, and they'll stay home, watch three football games on Sunday afternoon, and may watch from 1 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night, and sit there and scream and holler all day at that tube, but won't have nothing to do with God, but yet they say they're Christians. Well, that ain't putting God first. And so then they wonder why they get sick or afflicted, or their children get sick and afflicted. They just wonder. But, I mean, the king did say right there, if you serve the Lord your God, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So, if he promised if we serve him and love him and worship him and do what he says, he's going to take sickness away from us. If we have sickness, then there's a problem. What is the problem? Well, we need to find out what it is. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15 and let's see this promise. And then we'll get over into some of these promises under the new covenant. Deuteronomy 7:15.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.